Washington, D.C., September 16, 2025 asterisk. Today's developments in the quantum computing landscape were characterized by tangible progress across several key areas, primarily driven by hardware advancements, burgeoning commercial activity, and the commencement of the Quantum World Congress 2025. While algorithmic breakthroughs remained elusive, the day's events signaled a maturing industry poised for accelerated growth. Quantum Motion delivers industry's first full-stack CMOS quantum computer. A major milestone was achieved by Quantum Motion, who announced the delivery of what they are calling the industry's first full-stack silicon CMOS quantum computer. This represents a critical step towards practical quantum computing, addressing a long-standing challenge within the field. Traditionally, quantum computing has relied on exotic materials like superconducting circuits, presenting significant hurdles in terms of scalability and integration with existing semiconductor manufacturing infrastructure. Quantum Motion's approach, integrating quantum devices directly with silicon CMOS technology, promises a pathway to dramatically improve the scalability and compatibility of quantum computers. Details regarding the specific qubit count and operational parameters of the delivered system were not disclosed at the time of the announcement, but the company stated that the system is designed for research and development applications. This development is particularly noteworthy as it could significantly reduce the cost and complexity associated with building and maintaining quantum computers, paving the way for wider adoption. The company's strategy centers on leveraging established semiconductor manufacturing processes, a move that could accelerate the transition of quantum computing from a niche research area to a viable technology for a broader range of industries. Asterisk Alice and Bob doubles workforce, signaling commercial momentum. Adding to the positive news, quantum startup Alice and Bob announced plans to nearly double its workforce. The company intends to hire 100 new employees, a move that reflects the growing commercial interest and investment in quantum technology development and deployment. While the exact reasons for this expansion were not detailed, industry analysts suggest it's a direct response to the increasing demand for quantum computing solutions across various sectors, including finance, pharmaceuticals, and materials science. The hiring spree indicates that Alice and Bob is scaling up its operations to meet the growing needs of its clients and to bolster its research and development capabilities. The company's focus remains on developing and deploying quantum algorithms for specific applications, with a particular emphasis on optimization problems and machine learning. This expansion is a strong indicator of the overall health of the quantum technology market and suggests that venture capital firms and established tech companies are continuing to recognize the long-term potential of the technology. Quantum World Congress 2025 kicks off, featuring key industry players. The Quantum World Congress 2025, held in Greater Washington, D.C., commenced today, bringing together a significant gathering of leading quantum companies, researchers, and policymakers. The event serves as a crucial platform for showcasing the latest innovations and fostering collaborations within the burgeoning quantum ecosystem. The Congress is expected to host a wide range of presentations, workshops, and networking opportunities. Microsoft is scheduled to present on September 17th, focusing on utility-scale quantum computer architectures and hybrid quantum classical platforms. The presentation will feature experts from IBM and the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. Participating in panels discussing the integration of quantum computing into cloud and high-performance computing, HPC, environments. This emphasis on hybrid architectures, combining the strengths of quantum and classical computing, is a key strategy for accelerating the practical application of quantum algorithms. The panels are anticipated to delve into the challenges and opportunities associated with scaling quantum computers and developing software tools to harness their power. The inclusion of NIST, a leading institution in quantum standards and measurement, highlights the growing importance of standardization and validation in the quantum field. 1-2. ID Quantique showcases quantum-safe network security technologies. Adding another layer of significance to the Quantum World Congress, ID Quantique is actively participating, showcasing its quantum-safe network security technologies. This focus on quantum cryptography and post-quantum security solutions underscores the critical need for robust security measures as quantum computers become capable of breaking existing encryption algorithms. The company's technologies are designed to protect sensitive data by leveraging the principles of quantum mechanics, offering a defense against future threats posed by quantum computing. This activity highlights the growing awareness of the potential risks associated with quantum computing and the urgent need for proactive security solutions. 2. Summary of Developments, September 16, 2025. Today's news from the quantum computing industry was marked by significant advancements. Quantum Motion delivered the industry's first full-stack silicon CMOS quantum computer, representing a major hardware breakthrough. Alice and Bob announced plans to double its workforce, signaling commercial growth. Quantum World Congress 2025 commenced, featuring presentations from Microsoft, IBM, and NIST, focusing on utility-scale architectures and hybrid quantum classical platforms. ID Quantique showcased its quantum-safe network security technologies. While no new quantum algorithms were announced, the events collectively demonstrated continued progress across hardware, commercialization, and security, key areas driving the evolution of quantum computing. Section Break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.